This is a podcast from ABC Overnights. Here's Trevor Chappell.
On Overnights, we've been taking a look at some of the Olympians that are competing in this Olympics. Joining us on the program is Lauren Reynolds, who's a BMX rider. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, is that the right term, BMX rider, BMX competitor?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, BMX race. Well, there's now BMX freestyle, so I guess you can separate them. But it's, yeah, BMX rider, that works.
So what part of the BMX riding do you do?
So I just race. Yeah, I've been racing for 20-plus years now. But, yeah, just BMX racing's been around forever, and it's, one lap of the track. So now they've obviously brought in a few more disciplines, BMX freestyle, so they do all the tricks and the crazy stuff. We just go fast.
That's pretty crazy in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, I'm just so used to it now.
Hey, how old were you when you started riding?
I was nine at my very first BMX race at my local track back in Bunbury, Western Australia.
So what got you into it?
Probably my brother, I would say, would be my number one reason behind it. I was a little tomboy growing up. I mean, I still am now, but I just love to be outdoors, hang out with the boys. So I was always riding my bike. And we would go to, like, the skate parks and, like, dig up some dirt jumps in the backyard, and so we were always on our bikes. And then at one point, my cousin, who was racing at the time, he sort of said, "You guys want to come out to the track with us?" So we've never been to the BMX track. So me and Bryce, my brother, were like, "Absolutely. Mom, can we go?" And then that was it. Like, absolutely fell in love with it. I won every race, even on that night. I remember getting, like, an ice cream container lid to write my number on it, and then just, yeah, you paid $3 and that was it, and it was just the best ever.
So how do you then progress from there into competing at Olympics? Because for those of us unaware, are there regular competitions for BMX racing? Do you make state teams and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely grown and developed it, like, into those areas where you can progress. You know, you can stay obviously at a local level, so, you know, there's all age groups, there's tracks everywhere in Australia. And then obviously if you want to progress, you can do the state championships, national championships, there's a national team, and then there's the high performance national team that's, you know, you sort of travel internationally and jump onto the Olympic cycle. So the Olympics, BMX wasn't introduced to the Olympics until 2003. So I was 12 at the time when I found out that BMX was going to be an Olympic sport. And then the first year was 2008, and I was too young to qualify. So, you know, as soon as it was announced, I was definitely, like, my heart was set on making the Olympic team, and which was 2012 was my first Olympic team. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many avenues in the sport, and it's just growing, you know, so fast. And, tons of options, but you can certainly stay at a very local level. But tracks everywhere, and yeah, it's starting to, now that it is an Olympic sport, it's certainly starting to bring that, like, professional side, and, you know, kids are now training at a, you know, focusing on big goals like the Olympics or, you know, a national team at a young age. So I think it's awesome.
Are you considered to be a veteran?
Yeah, I probably am. Yeah, I turned 30 the other week, and I've been racing for 21 years, so I'm probably on the older side, but I love it more than ever, and I honestly feel like I'm in my prime right now. So, I've been around.
What is it that keeps you interested in the sport?
I think today it's more like just the personal, the small goals, like, on a day-to-day basis. So the whole, like, the journey, like, there's the big goal of obviously making the Olympics or winning the world championship or something big, but just, like, the whole process to get to those events of, like, that day to day, it's my life, it's what I do, I've done nothing else, I'm fortunate enough to get paid to do it. And so just, like, obviously creating an environment with some really good training partners and coaches and putting my everything into it and seeing those small growths. Obviously it's harder to find, you know, improvements as you kind of get closer to the top. But just those little things, like in the whole the process to get to where we are today, and to get to Tokyo next week and things like that. I love that waking up every day, having that. I eat the same food, you know. I drive to training and I just try to grab that little second or inch more. So it's that little like day to day hard work that I think I love the most. And obviously I still have a couple of goals that I haven't yet achieved or reached, and I feel like I have it in me still. So I'm definitely searching for that little bit extra on the big stage, which is, you know, that's my love and drive for that competition edge.
So what is that goal?
Right now, I would love to win a medal in Tokyo next week. I think I'm capable, and I think honestly, everyone goes to the race to win. I'm going there to win, but I just, you know, I've been to 2 Olympics. This will be my 3rd, and I really just want to grab a medal. Give me whatever color, but I want to bring one home.
How difficult has been training for you with the lead up because of COVID?
It's been not that bad, and I don't want to be, you know, I know so many lives have been changed and turned upside down because of it, but I certainly tried to make it a positive, and I think I have. We had to make changes here, like, you know, at home base with training day to day and equipment and access to the facilities because we were blocked out for a little bit, less racing, but there was like a massive time to just pounce on like the things we don't normally get to do, and it's like, I feel like I had so much personal growth in that time of just like, I knew I wasn't traveling. I knew I wasn't going to a race, so I didn't have to worry about the competition stress and those, you know, every time you go to a race, you judged. If you don't win, that you come back and it's like, oh, I got to fix this, do that. It wasn't quite good enough. So I got to remove all of that and just focus on like me and just showing up every day to work with my best foot forward and giving 100%. And I made such big gains in that area where it was actually so enjoyable. And I truly believe because of that 12 months I had of not having to worry about any competition and racing and traveling, is why I truly feel like I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. And I'm more ready than ever for next week in Tokyo.
We should point out, you're in the States, you're in America.
Yes.
And you're based there now?
I am. Yeah, I've been here for a while.
And is that important? Is that where most of the competition is?
So, yeah, the US has a really big series, which they host like major nationals at least once a month. So that competition's huge. Then there's a ton of other reasons of my coaches here, my training partners here. I have access to a really good training facility here that has 3 really great tracks and all the other things that come with it. So it's just, it really aligns perfectly with competition here on a regular basis. And then when we do compete overseas from here, you know, the travel's not too bad. And yeah.
Do you enjoy the whole village thing and being amongst other competitors? It doesn't matter which sport it is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very different. It's cool. There's so many little things there that you'll never see and get anywhere else. But if I'm honest, the last couple of times I've probably been a bit like, I don't know what the word is, covered up, where I didn't really embrace it as much as I wanted. And looking back, it's like, damn, I wish I took more photos or just let it put a smile on my face and be in the moment of like, wow, I'm, you know, this is so cool and I'll remember this forever. And I think with the delay and then the chance of the Olympics not happening, today, now I'm like, I can't wait to just embrace it all and show up and be ready to compete with everything I've got. So I can't wait.
Lauren, I can guarantee you that every single Australian will be hoping that you achieve what you want to achieve at these Olympics. And good luck, because you start on the 29th, is that right?
Yes, the 29th and 30th. So 30th is the big day, that's the finals. But yeah, big week of practice, learning the track, and then 2 days of racing. So
we'll be watching. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.